Rules are good for a lot of things in life, and they apply to gardeners as well. We want to follow some general guidelines to help us increase our success, as well as give us a direction in which to go and to grow. We talked about four mistakes in which we all make. We're going to go five rules of gardening here, and there's no set. Here's where you go to the University of XYZ, and here's what the universe... These are ones that we've looked at, we've come up with ourselves, that we feel are a good guideline to help us all get a basic foundation of where we need to begin when we start our garden and gardening throughout the season.
So you want to focus on preventing the problems more than curing them?
Proactive, not reactive.
Yeah. So even like in the first segment, we talked about spacing plants properly. And this is important, especially if you're growing things like viney crops, because viney crops do tend to get mildew. And the reason they get mildew is not only because of climate, but also because if they're planted too close together, they're crowding each other, they're not allowed proper space to air out. So that's one thing. You can also plant hardier plants. Maybe you want to grow on both sides of the season, so you would plant hardier plants. You would also, when you're picking your seedlings, you're going to look for healthy-looking seedlings as opposed to ones that look sad or are overproductive.
I'll throw another handy, helpful plant picking tip out. If you're looking for plants and they're in the six packs, look for plants, one, that are healthy, like you spoke about. But also, if you have a six pack of cabbages, and you can find one that actually has seven plants in it because an extra seed, there's nothing wrong, and you're not going to hurt the plant by pulling the two plants apart that are in that one cell, and you've actually increased your plants, you know, the number of plants, decrease the value of it, because now each plant is a little cheaper because you got seven plants or eight plants instead of six plants. So keep that in mind. And they do have that very frequently at the garden centers, where they have extra seeds that fell in the tray that benefits you.
And then if problems do occur, you want to identify it before treating it. You might go to the garden center and it says, you find something to spray on your whatever, and it says to get rid of pests, diseases, blah, 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 all purpose. But that could be bad, because you could be getting rid of beneficial insects.
Killing everything.
So you need to figure out what the issue is first.
Additionally, whenever you have a problem, reach out, and if you can't find the resources or the identification capabilities online, reach out to your local university extension. Reach out to your garden center. You can send us an email at twvgshow@gmail.com. But here's the key. Send a photograph. Makes the identification of the problem much, much easier. And if you bring a diseased plant to a garden center to have them identify, put it in a closed zip-top bag so you're not infecting everything in the garden center. Hey, what's this? And you're flopping it around.
And make sure when you're asking the question that you are specific. Don't say,
Details are important.
This is in the corner of my yard by maybe a tree, and you have no idea. So I've had people ask me questions, and then they're not very...
Why do you think my plant's dying?
Yeah. Like, what plant? Where is it? What's going on? Yeah. So you have to understand, yes, there are experts out there, but you need to also supply good information.
You have to help yourself in order for people to help you identify what the problem is. We're all going to have problems. It's not going to be a free growing season. You're going to have issues.
So start with a soil test, and this is after you have applied organic amendments. You could start with a bare soil test, maybe just moved into a home and you want an idea, but if this is after... Maybe you've amended the soil for a while, you've been working the soil for a while, and you feel that maybe you're lacking something, you could do a soil test, but just make sure that it's ideal for what you're doing. Don't go to some random corner of your yard you've never touched and grab the soil. You want to use the soil that where you're going to grow.
Soil Savvy, it's a sponsor. MySoilSavvy.com, sponsor the program. You can use TWVG19, save 10% off at checkout. You get the package, you follow the instructions, you ship it off to their lab. They give you 14 points of analyzation of your soil to tell you what's good, what's bad, what needs to be done, what doesn't need to be done, in order to identify to create the healthiest soil for your backyard.
So,
because you can't look at the soil and go, that's got a high pH, that's got a low pH.
No, there's
telltale signs.
Yeah, there's scientists.
Yeah.
Who, that's their job.
But there's tell signs that the plant may be showing you, but until you get that actual graph to indicate the actual specifics, you're not going to know.
You want to mulch to reduce weeds and maintain soil moisture. So this is important. We like it because, well, and there's also another reason is because it prevents a lot of splash up onto your plants. And there's good things in your soil. There's also bad things in your soil. And this isn't everybody's soil. And when you water or rains, if you can prevent splash up, that's good. That's why we encourage mulching. But also it does retain moisture and it helps suppress a lot of weeds. If you ever look at a very manicured garden, whether it be at somewhere like a botanical garden or somebody's backyard, they usually have a lot of mulch because that helps suppress a lot of weeds and it also retains the moisture.
Mulch is your friend when it comes to gardening. It really benefits you just like it does the forest floor.
Yeah, it helps. The forests, they don't go. Nobody goes and rakes back that coverage, that ground coverage. So the same thing for your garden. Think about some sort of coverage for the ground.
Don't fight a reoccurring problem. If you've had the same problem in your garden year after year, what's the definition of insanity, Holly?
It's doing the same thing over and over again, but expecting different results.
Now, if you try something different every year and the results continue to occur, that's different. But if you say, okay, well, I've had this problem year after year, I'm going to put the tomato plant in the same spot, you're going to have that problem at time and time. So before we even get things in the garden here or early in the season, remember what problems you may have persistently had year after year in your garden and do some research. Find out, okay, this is the reason why this is occurring. Or reach out to individuals who may have a level of education in that particular field about that particular problem and see what they can identify and help you with in achieving the success in which you're looking for.
Right. So another thing is sometimes you just have to embrace that problem and use it to your advantage. Maybe you have a really low-lying area in your yard. There's a lot of moss that grows there. Maybe plant some plants that would love all that. Maybe plant like a rain garden type situation, a plant that would love all that, or plants that would love all that moisture. Or if you have a dry area, enhance that and, or embrace that and add irrigation. Sometimes it's instead of trying to fight it, you need to embrace it and work with it.
Work with it.
For more information, please visit thewisconsinvegetablegardener.com.